the education you got was how to be a chiropractor. And then one day you found yourself being like, oh man, I need to learn how to run a practice, right? That was a, that's a separate set of skills, right? So separate, it's an awareness, it's an identity, and it's a skill set, right? So it's learning, understanding how to run a practice. Well, there's a third identity for you as well, and that's how to grow a business. So this being a chiropractor, this running a practice, and this growing a business, and that is a third identity and a third entirely different set of skills.
Hello and welcome to the Remarkable CEO Podcast, a show dedicated to chiropractors who want to transform their job into a business so that they can have a remarkable practice as part of a remarkable life, not instead of one. With your hosts, Dr. Pete Camiolo and Dr. Stephen Franson.
At Genesis, we help successful chiropractors implement spinal decompression with a fully turnkey system that handles everything from marketing and new patient generation to systems, protocols, and ongoing support. The result? Massive value for your practice and life-changing outcomes for your patients, all without drugs or surgery. This is the next evolution in chiropractic care. Welcome to Genesis. Welcome to another episode of the Remarkable CEO Podcast, chiropractic's number one business podcast. I'm Dr. Pete Camiolo.
And I'm Dr. Stephen Franson.
And it's an honor to be with you, my friend, and with all of you who are tuning in or watching. Hey, thanks for joining us today. It is a remarkable day to be listening to this podcast. We're going to bring to you guys some of the freshest revelation and clarity in terms of how we're going to continue to help chiropractors and chiropractic scale so we can truly reach the masses. We know that we are on a mission and we need your help. And so this is a way that we're going to help you fulfill your mission, which is our mission, to help you fulfill yours, which ultimately is to restore health of humanity. We're riding a wave right now, Dr. Stephen, because we're coming from North America. There's this amazing thing happening called Making America Healthy Again. And we're in the throes. We have a four-year window of opportunity. This is a what I call a Kairos moment. It's a season. It's a period of time where it almost feels like time stands still. And we have a moment. And this is a time for us as chiropractic and chiropractors for us to align, to come together, and to truly put a stake in the ground and make a bigger impact in our communities. And we're committed to doing that. And so to be able to do that more successfully, Dr. Stephen, we have to be more clear in how we organize our business and our practice. And today, we're going to share with you some of our newest organizational strategies in terms of how we're going to help you be more successful in helping more people. And Dr. Stephen, I'm excited for that conversation with you today.
Yeah, Dr. Pete, it's awesome to be here with you in the studio, but there is nothing that compares to being together and in person. So it was great to be with you in Phoenix, Arizona for the Remarkable Attraction Immersion. Man, that was awesome. I'm still flying high. I love the Make America Healthy Again story. It's so great that we've been championing that. And as you were saying it, I looked at what hat I was wearing and I looked up and I saw the sheepdog logo, right? So, and this hat's from 2018, is that right? 2018, when we were talking about the thin green line, right? So it was like, we are the sheepdogs on the perimeter, keeping an eye on our communities. And if not us, then who, right? So that was quite foreboding for what we were facing in 2018. Had no idea what was coming down the pike in 19 and 20 with the COVID catastrophe, right? But that was where we first like stepped forward and raised our hands and said, we are sheepdog strong, right? So there's sheep, there's wolves, and there's sheepdogs. And chiropractors, man, we are sheepdogs. We are on that perimeter, right? So, and that role just suits us so well as we have this Make America Healthy Again conversation that just continued in Phoenix. It was just so awesome. I love talking about marketing. I love talking about marketing chiropractic, right? The promotion of chiropractic is an act of kindness, right? So it is a moral obligation to share what we know and to be able to equip those doctors like that and to give them clarity and confidence and certainty, help them put together a plan of action, a strategic plan, a marketing plan, help them get their resources organized, time, energy, focus, and money. How can we reach more so we can serve more? man, if that's not an on-purpose immersion, I don't know which one is, right? So I just love the consciousness of outreach and expansion. And what we know is true is what the world needs right now is chiropractic, right? So we have certainly helped deliver that message in Phoenix. Always a pleasure to work with you. You're such a pro, man. And it was amazing to see, you know, the hundreds and hundreds of chiropractors and their teams just moving in sync. The spirit was moving in that room. Great energy, awesome breakouts, really tactical and practical. I know that we've had people left there inspired and equipped, and I'm excited to just continue that conversation today.
Yeah, I'm excited to dig in. And, you know, even while we're having this conversation, we have an event happening in Australia right now. We have a New Zealand event. We've got some other events coming up. But this is such an important time for us. And Dr. Stephen, it was one of the things that I shared. I want to share it here. And just in part of my opening comments was really asking a question to the audience, you know, who in this audience is on the leadership team? And, you know, what I was hoping happened, which is that only 33% of the hands went up. And I had to correct the room to recognize that, you know, if you're in the room, you're a leader and you're on the leadership team because you're a leader on the team and you're in the room. And the idea that when it comes to marketing, the word influence is thrown out there. And you and I talked about this, that there's a difference between influence and leadership. And I said, you know, influencers create followers, leaders create change. We are here to create change. And marketing is really about being agents for change. It's saying, I see you on the other side. You hear me, I'm speaking to you, and that's the thing, and that's what you need right now. And a leader goes in there and says, I'm going to reach my hand in, and I'm going to rescue, I'm going to pull you out. And marketing is chiropractic, is an act of kindness. There is a moral obligation. And if you don't hear what Dr. Stephen just said, I'm repeating it intentionally so that you get that. You start to hear that and say, okay, that is the bedrock with which every strategy and tactic is built upon. You have to stand on that granite rock. Like, that's the heart of the matter. And so getting a couple of days to do that, in person. Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. So I just want to give a heads up that don't miss out on another immersion. So 2026 is around the corner. Whenever you're listening to this, we're still recording this in 2025. But in 2026, we want you to join us. So Dr. Stephen, I'm going to let you kind of jam on this for a minute, because I know you did that at the immersion, so you do it so well. But we've made some upgrades and updates to our immersion experience as we are rebranding the immersion experience as an upgrade for you. If you're a client of the Remarkable Practice and you're listening to this podcast, you probably heard it. If you didn't, then this is going to be important for you to make note of. If you are not a part of our organization, we would love to have you join us at one of the immersions next year. And so Dr. Stephen, I'm going to let you jump on that, but because it's setting up what we're going to talk about in this episode here today. And so, Dr. Stephen, let's do that. So we've reorganized and we got feedback from you. So here's the key. So you've got to listen. Okay. Great leaders are listeners. They're listening. They're paying attention. There's an awareness, and they have to be detached to a degree of what they're doing, because they have to always be willing to do things slightly differently, because that's how we innovate and make change so we continue to reach more people and grow. So yes, this is us doing that, listening to you, feedback, knowing where the marketplace is at, where it's at, where it came from, and where it's going, and how we position ourselves in the marketplace as chiropractors. And this is how we're going to help you guys help more people. So Dr. Stephen, let's talk a little bit about 2026 and some things that are coming up.
Yeah, so excited about the direction that we're taking with this next iteration of our live event schedule. So we're going to do two major immersions next year. We're going to do the Remarkable Practice immersion, and we're going to do the Remarkable Business immersion. You know, this narrative has really resonated with our clients, our ecosystem, and chiropractic as a whole. It's really gotten some great feedback, because people are like, like we always say that the Remarkable Practice is more aha than rah-rah, right? So, yeah, you know, we love the spirit of chiropractic, right? So, and we love the spizz that comes with Friday night. But you know what? We want to make sure that people are getting clarity, right? So they're looking at it, they're like, oh, because we know clarity is the greatest accelerant, right? So they love this narrative, this conversation of teasing apart what we call the two sides of the chiropractic coin, right? So this is the practice and there's the business, right? So when you talk about the practice is the clinical entity that exists to serve patients, right? So it's delivering healthcare to solve problems, to help people reach goals. It's about driving better health outcomes and really a better health experience, right? So the purpose of the clinic is to provide that clinical experience to drive better health outcomes for your patients. Conversely, there's the Remarkable Business, the other side of that coin. And the business is the economic engine that drives productivity, revenue, and profitability for the owners, the investors, and the team, right? So one is a clinical entity. The other is an economic machine, right? So in teasing those two things apart, it's an exciting narrative where it creates clarity for people, right? So, and a lot of the language, which we're always very intentional with, will sound familiar, right? So when you're talking about the practice, we're talking about your operations, right? So we're talking about operational performance metrics, right? So we're talking about attraction, conversion, retention, team building, and collections, right? So when you look at the business side of things, we're looking at the financial operational performance, excuse me, the financial performance metrics associated with, now it's marketing, sales, delivery, people, and money. Again, two sides of the same coin. Dr. Pete, it's been our experience that when you talk to chiropractors, most chiropractors don't lay awake at night worrying about their practice. They lay awake at night worrying about their business, right? Mm-hmm. So we're making sure that we're addressing both sides of this coin in a very specific manner. Two events, two full day events, right? So both events are going to be two full days. Of course, we'll all get together on Thursday night. We'll do some bonding and we'll just have some spizz and get everybody excited so we can hit the ground running all day Friday, all day Saturday, two full days. I'm excited to bring this great new content where we know what we're going to have is two different conversations. One is going to be about throughput and one of them is going to be about output, right? So the throughput is the practice. It is, what is the capacity for delivering services, right? So the throughput of the clinic, right? So the output is the output of the business. We're talking about output. We're talking about productivity, revenue, and profitability. I'm super stoked to be bringing this conversation to the next level, to the masses in chiropractic in 2026.
So I want to speak to the idea of, you know, when you're doing, when you're bringing something new into the marketplace and you're innovating, there's a time of adoption, right? So people have to adopt it. And this idea of, you know, that we brought to the marketplace of chiropractors becoming the CEOs of their business. Initially it was, from one, some of my experiences, was misunderstood. And now, you know, 7, 8, 9 years later of us really bringing this narrative and continuing to bring this to the forefront of the consciousness of chiropractors, they're beginning to see like, you're actually right. I do need to become the CEO of my business. I need to turn this job into business. I really need to. Hey, you know, if I want to have a more remarkable life as part of a remarkable practice, I'm not instead of one, then that's something that I need to do. And then creating the opportunity then for the next generation chiropractor, many of whom maybe are hardwired associates, to actually have a career as a doctor in chiropractic that they could be proud of and boast about and have an amazing life as a result of that as well. Like that is a new idea in chiropractic. I just want you guys to know, and not maybe now today, but it was just 5, 10 years ago when we brought this message to the marketplace. And so just so you know, like we recognize what we're doing. We're leaders in the marketplace. We are pioneering the message in the marketplace. That is our role, to lead that charge at the Remarkable Practice and part of this organization. So what Dr. Steven, what you're saying there, I hope everybody heard you. This isn't a good idea. This is fact. Like, this is what you need to understand. You have two entities and you have to recognize them as that. You have to organize them like that. And you need to lead them like that. And unless you understand it like that and you embrace it like that, then you will not be successful like that. That is being a remarkable business owner, having that remarkable life, remarkable as part of a remarkable practice, not instead of one. Like, you can have the life and the business. You can have that if you actually understand what it takes to get there. And in this marketplace that we're living in, that's going faster and faster, and there's AI and all the things that are going on, it's like, how much noise and distraction is going on? You've got to get focused. You've got to be clear, and you've got to have a plan. And that's what we're doing with you and for you. And that's why you need to be plugged in 2026. So if you aren't plugged in 2025 and you're hearing this message, my friend, it's time to get involved now. Remarkable is open. We're accepting new patients, so to speak. We're accepting new docs. Hey, if you're hearing me and you're like, man, 2026 has got to look different than 2025, and you're getting this message now, I'm going to tell you something right now. You don't wait until 2026. Get on the horse right now. So pick up the phone. If you want to get on a phone call, Dr. Steven, myself, we are happy to have a meeting and discuss with you. What does it look like for you to actually be ready for where you need to be for 2026 to be relevant, to be effective, to have a growing business in 2026, so that Doctors want to come and work for you, and CAs want to come and work for you and stay working for you. And you can make that bigger impact in your community, but it's not at the expense of your family, your health, your happiness, but you're able to achieve that. That's what we're doing. You know, this podcast, Dr. Steven, how long have we been doing it? 7 years. We've been singing this song. And this is simply the fruit of just labor intensive work, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, quarter after quarter, with each one of you. So many of you are listening. So Dr. Steven, I'm so thrilled that we're at this point, and I'm so glad we get to bring this into the marketplace right now. I'm so proud to be a chiropractor and be on the front end, on the tip of the spear of what this profession needs right now, and what every single one of you is listening needs.
Hey doc, Steven Franson here. If you're like me, you know that we're in the business of saving lives, and when business is good, everybody wins. That's the good news. But here's the bad news. Most chiropractors don't own a business at all. They own a job. It's a job they love, but it's a job. And far too often, it feels like that job owns them. Is this true for you? Do you own a business or a job? Have you built and do you run your practice on brute force? Does it rely fully on your time, your effort, a pound of your flesh? Are you responsible for all growth, for all new patient generation? How about new patient conversions? Is it all up to you? How about patient care and delivery? Are you a sole practitioner, an owner-operator who owns the practice, but is also the only one that is head down and bum up taking care of all the patients? Is revenue generation or collections all up to you? Let me ask you the most telling question. Doc, what would happen if you took 90 days off? What breaks? In my experience, most on-purpose chiropractors do not lay awake at night worrying about their practice. They worry about their business. Let's slay that dragon. The Remarkable CEO program has helped hundreds of chiropractors just like you turn the job that they love into the business that they've always wanted. Are you ready to run and build your practice on leverage instead of brute force? Do you want to create the scalability and durability that will allow you to make a bigger impact and a bigger income? What would it mean to grow your practice, increase your productivity, and your profitability? Do you want to get your time freedom back? Are you ready to turn your pirate ship into a battleship? If this sounds like you, then the Remarkable CEO program is for you. Just last year, 53 of our Remarkable clients received the seven-figure club award, meaning they hit the million-dollar mark for the first time or their next million-dollar level, be it 2 million, 3 million, 10 million, up to 36 million and growing. Now, Doc, is it crazy to imagine that your practice could be next? Click the link below and learn how to apply for the next cohort of the Remarkable CEO program. We look forward to working closely with you in creating the business that supports your remarkable life, not competes with it.
So Dr. Beat, I'm going to put it this way. Like so many conversations that we have with chiropractors, the truth is that chiropractors sort of back their way into business. If you think about it, right? So there's three separate and distinct identities. Mm-hmm. If you're a chiropractic business owner, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about here. So let me tease these things apart for you. It's one thing to be a chiropractor. You got to understand what it means to be a chiropractor, right? So the doctoring part of being a chiropractor, that's separate and distinct from being somebody who knows how to run a practice. And some of you listening right now would be like, oh yeah, I remember the day I kind of woke up to that. It's like, I went to school to learn how to be a chiropractor. So it's like, that was the education you got, was how to be a chiropractor. And then one day you found yourself being like, oh man, I need to learn how to run a practice, right? That's a separate set of skills, right? So separate, it's an awareness, it's an identity, and it's a skill set, right? So it's learning, understanding how to run a practice. Well, there's a third identity for you as well, and that's how to grow a business. So there's being a chiropractor, there's running a practice, and there's growing a business. And that is a third identity and a third entirely different set of skills. And what we're doing is we're laying this out for them, Dr. Pete, right? So this is like literally like, okay, here's the track. Here we're going to focus on practice. Here we're going to focus on business. And here's the key to it. It's everyone on your team, okay? So everyone on your team is in the business of saving lives. So they're at the business immersion, right? So everyone on the team is on the business of saving lives, right? So it's like when you're listening to like teasing apart practice and business, it's like, okay, well, how does that involve my team? It's like, you know, when you're talking about, let's say, attraction, right? So in the remarkable practice immersion and attraction, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about how to generate internal, external, and digital leads, right? So it's like how to do your internal campaigns, how to have
organic referrals, process-driven referrals, and campaign-driven referrals. It's the how to do that, right? And then we'll look at external marketing. It's like how to do your external marketing, like networking and outside talks and corporate wellness, spinal screenings, and how to do all those things. It's like very practical and tactical. How do you generate external leads? And digital, it's like, how do you do digital marketing and what's working now to optimize digital marketing, those awesome platforms that are available to us? That's all how to. On the business side of it, we have conversations like, what is your cost per lead? What's your cost per acquisition? What's your CAC, right? Cost to acquire a customer. What is your lifetime value? What's your LTV to CAC ratio, right? So ROIC studies, right? So we unpack that and understand like, what is the business behind this, right? So understanding the business machine. If you look at the conversion process, right? So it's like, we look at day one, two, three, four, right? So in the practice, in remarkable practice, you're learning how to do a day one with a new patient, right? So it's how do you do a pre-consultation, consultation, the meet and greet, how to take somebody through the examination, OPQRST, right? So how to get life effects, how to do recaps, how to take people through the story cycle. It's the how to do day one, how to do day two, how to do the report of findings, recommendations or care financials. How do you do day three, expectations and agreements and patient training? How do you do day four, right? The workshop, better results faster, right? How do you make a paradigm shift? How do you equip them to get better results? That's all the operational how-to systems. That's the practice. Well, in the business immersion, we're talking about how do you increase day one show rates as a front desk CA? How do you increase day one to day two stick rates as a new patient concierge? Can you hear it? Like, how do you increase day one to day two to day three conversion rates as an associate doctor, whether you're a business builder or a caregiver? It's like, we're literally getting into the business of the sales process, like how to optimize the sales process. Dr. Pete, two sides of the same coin. There's way too much information to try to just do it all in one setting. Pulling them apart and focusing on process and operations versus focusing on the metrics associated with the financial engine called your business.
And Dr. Steven, that is what we have discovered. Okay. So as y'all are listening to this, it's a discovery process. Like, we have discovered this because we've been in it with so many of you for so long that we recognize, and we've worn all the hats and been in all the roles as you are. And we recognize that you have to separate these two things apart. And that's been the greatest revelation, I think, that we're able to bring, to this profession and to all of you, and then put together a plan for that. That's the best part, is that there's an organization, there's a structure to this, there's a system, there's a process for everything. There's roles, they're clearly defined, there's goals, there's outcomes. I mean, it's all part of it, and that to me is what's most special. Even for example, like, are we have a remarkable reporting system, and what that does for a CEO to have that level of visibility into their metrics and what's happening, and that it can present it in five and six different ways to view the results, like six different dashboards that all mean something and tell us something and help us to focus on one of those five domains and one of those 15 primary functions. Like, if I'm talking to you and you're listening, you're like, I don't know what Dr. Steven and Dr. Pete are talking about. That's okay.
That's okay. Okay today.
Yeah, it's okay today, but it's not okay forever. Okay. It's not going to be okay in 2026, 2027, 2028. Not with what is at stake. Dr. Steven, you and I, if you cut us open, you're going to bleed. We just want to serve and help save as many lives as possible. It's hard to hold us back. Like, it's just like caged, just ready to just run and go and serve. And so, our vehicle of doing that is through the organization that we have, through the service that we provide, through the doctors who we get to serve with and for, and the communities that we serve. And so, Doc, I'm fired up, man, coming into 2026 and beyond. And, honestly, I believe we're poised, perfectly positioned, ready to grow and take this to the next level. And we're just excited to do it with you guys. Honestly, Doc, yeah, Steven,
I'm
didn't
stoked.
Know where
I'm
our stoked. Conversation would go today, but I knew that we wanted to share this, what's coming up, just understanding that the two entities, understanding those clearly defined, and let's dig in. Like, now is the time. Engage, re-engage, but now is the time. And, you know, let's run this, let's do it together. It's so much better together.
So Dr. B, you're alluding to, like, we've got this end of year energy right now and getting ready for the beginning of 2026, right? So the US event is going to be in March. It's going to be in Phoenix. We'll put a link in the show notes here for you to be able to click and how to get registered for the event. If you want to learn more, there'll be a link for you to click somewhere here in the show notes. Check us out on the Remarkable Practice website. You just look under events, you'll see all of our 2026 events, because it's actually going to be four different events, two immersions. So check those out on the events page. But if you're thinking about 2026 and you want to get better outcomes, right? You're looking at your 2024, you're looking at your 2025, and you're just like ready to get better outcomes, right? You want to make a bigger impact. You want to make a bigger income, right? So you want to increase, you heard me say throughput. You want to increase your capacity to serve, add more services, make a bigger impact on people, right? So you want to increase your output, right? So the productivity, the profitability of your business, right? So guys, these two sides of the same coin. It's like, if you made up your mind, like, I'm going to get fit this year, this is going to be the year I'm going to get strong and lean, I'm going to have a 12 pack and be 197 pounds. That's what I'm going to do this year. It's like, both sides of that coin would be your workouts and your diet style. Like, you're never going to get there. You won't optimize that experience if you don't pay attention to both your training, your workouts and your programming, and your diet style. You guys see how those two things go together? Those are two sides of the same coin of you achieving your fitness goals, right? So we're talking about your business and practice goals. These are two sides of the same coin, guys. Don't ignore one over the other. Just imagine if you're like, I'm really not, you know, that savvy, or my business acumen is off. That's like saying, I'm trying to get in the best shape of my life, but I'm not going to pay attention to my diet style. Right? I'm not going to pay attention to what I'm eating. You're literally going to get lackluster results, right? So this is about optimizing both the workouts and the diet style. Let's optimize both the practice and the business so you can drive better output and better throughput. At the end of the day, guys, what the world needs now is chiropractic. And what chiropractic needs is more successful chiropractors. Come and check out the Remarkable Business Immersion in March and the Remarkable Practice Immersion in October. There'll be a link for you to explore and register for you and your entire team, because we're all on the team that is in the business of saving lives. Hey doc, if this message is hitting you right between the eyes, it's exactly where we're aiming. This message is for you today. If you said, hey man, that's me, that's the thing I'm trying to solve, or that's the thing I'm trying to accomplish, and now is the time. If you're ready, let's jump on to a strategy session. You'll see the link down below. Schedule, we'll jump on a call with you and let's discuss exactly how we can help you create your own remarkable practice.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Remarkable CEO Podcast. Remember, what the world needs now is chiropractic, and what chiropractic needs now is more successful chiropractors. If you like this podcast, please subscribe, share with a friend, and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with us personally, direct message us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Now go and be remarkable.